on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Ashley Rosinski and Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented to you by our friends over at Professional Floor Covering. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. They are locally owned, and Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tiles, shower and inserts, and more. But with the warmer months, we have to remind you about the Pro Edge Sharpening Shop they have located right inside of Professional Floor Covering. It is a full-service blade sharpening shop, and it sharpens blades of all kind. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. They do saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, egg blades, and almost anything else with an edge. Call 920-887-8341 or visit proflr.com for all your needs. And we are very excited this morning to welcome in Shannon Cooley with the BD Tourism. Shannon, how are we today?
We are doing well, rolling right into heavy event season. Just came off of the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival this past weekend and rolling into the Taste of Wisconsin Beer, Cheese, and Wine Fest. But I kind of wanted to touch base about Wisconsin tourism overall and maybe give kind of a little synopsis about how tourism works in hotel tax. So hotel tax is paid for by the visitor when they book a stay at a hotel, and that tax here in Beaver Dam works with 70% coming to tourism housed under the Chamber of Commerce and 30% going back to the city. And 70% of that goes to tourism under the Chamber has to be spent in marketing and promotion of the city. And the other 30% the city can use however they would like. But the 70% that comes to the Chamber has to be with marketing and promotion, and that's what I do. That's my job, is marketing, promoting all the events and great things about Beaver Dam. Just wanted to talk about, though, the 2025 economic impact in Wisconsin overall. They have another record-breaking year. Now they've had a record-breaking streak for 4 years in a row. So this is really great for our state and our economy of bringing visitors in and spending money here within the state.
Yes.
But also wanted to touch base that it's also been a great year for Dodge County overall. We've had a 4.9% increase in spending here for visitors and tourism, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to throw that out there that those visitors that are coming in, they're spending money, and they're spending money in our county. And we're getting the word out there, and we're getting more stays here in Dodge County.
Well, that's awesome. And
that's
I mean, with all the fun events you got coming up that you've had, it's awesome that this tourists are able to come and enjoy that.
Yeah.
So you just finished the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival.
Yep.
And now you're rolling into Taste of Wisconsin.
Taste of Wisconsin. So we'll talk a little bit about the Taste. That is coming up this Saturday, June 20th, always Father's Day weekend. This is our 19th year for the Taste of Wisconsin, which is a beer, cheese, and wine festival. We have over 20 brewers that will be in-house this year. We also have 4 wineries, all Wisconsin-based, and we have 2 homebrew clubs. One of them, which is actually Shattered Glass, which is who is looking at building another craft brewery here in Beaver Dam. We also have all kinds of cheeses, so if you love all the cheese. But this year we've also added a throwback tent, so I'm just going to get my notes because I should have this ingrained in my head, but I don't want to forget all the beers. So we have a throwback tent this year. If craft brews are not your thing, we also have a throwback tent that will be featuring these vintage beers: Pabst, Blatt's, Old Milwaukee, Old Style, Miller High Life, and Liney's Original, and Schlitz.
Ooh.
I know they've stopped production of Schlitz, but we're able to nab a couple of cases of those, so that will also be part of the sampling and part of your ticket. Oscar Mayer Wiener will be there. So this is the second time they've been at the Taste of Wisconsin with the hot doggers, and they'll be giving out whistles, stickers, and postcards. But again, next year will be our 20th anniversary for the Taste of Wisconsin.
Wow.
It has been around that long, so we're currently going through a rebrand. But just wanted to hone in on some of the things that we're featuring at the event, too, where you can purchase your tickets for next year. So if you have tickets to the event this year, you can purchase your tickets for next year, and you'll be automatically entered to win a chance at two tickets to the Brewer game on Sunday, July 18th versus the Miami Marlins. That also comes with a parking pass, and that was generously given in donation by Beechwood Sales and Service. And so this is just a shout-out to Jeremy Bozinski, who works for Beechwood and also sits on our Taste of Wisconsin committee for scoring us those tickets. So be ready to purchase your tickets for next year at the Taste of for the Taste of Wisconsin. Bigger and better. This is, I think, the first time in a long time we've actually had 20 breweries on site, and there'll be over 100 plus beverages to sample. That includes seltzers, ciders, all the things. So purchase your tickets. They are right now $55, but Saturday they will be $65. So get your tickets before Saturday. Again, you can purchase those at Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center at 127 South Spring Street during our regular business hours all through the week, or you can buy them online at tasteofwisconsin.net.
Easy enough. Well, we'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about all the more events you got coming up. That's next on Hometown Today.
Energy does more than power homes and businesses. It powers progress. Whether it's supporting new businesses coming to town or helping existing ones expand, our efforts create jobs and improve the places we all call home. At Alliant Energy, we're not just meeting today's energy needs. We're building a stronger energy future for all. It's reliable, it's resilient, and it's built for Wisconsin's future. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/communitygrowth to learn more.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
QBS Law in Beaver Dam and Mayville is a full-service local law firm. QBS's attorneys and skilled support staff are ready to serve all your legal needs with a personal touch. QBS handles personal injury claims, disability, litigation cases, business matters, corporate and business issues, criminal traffic and drunk driving cases, real estate transactions, probate, estate planning, and more. Call QBS Law in Beaver Dam and Mayville or visit them online at qbslaw.com.
Want more cash for your current ride? Put it in the fast lane at Napleton on Highway 151. Right now, they're paying over market value for used cars, trucks, and SUVs, and you don't even have to buy from them to cash in. And when it is time to upgrade, shop a huge selection of new and used Ford, Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and more. Sales, service, trade-ins. With four locations in Beaver Dam and Columbus, Napleton on Highway 151. Drive home happy. Visit Napleton151.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-374-0758 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-374-0758. That's 800-374-0758. What do you have to lose? Call 800-374-0758. Again, 800-374-0758.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. We are joined here today by Shannon Cooley with the Beaver Dam Tourism, and you have some exciting events coming up this summer.
This summer and this week. So we're going to talk about Discover Downtown Nights. This is something new and which we featured last year called Taste and Create, but we kind of rebranded and changed the name to Discover Downtown Nights and Markets on the third Thursdays of June, July, and August. So third Thursday of June, July, and August. And these are extended business hours for some of our retailers. And we'll just kind of go through the list of what's coming this Thursday that you can expect. We have our first night market that is from 4 to 7 p.m. and that is over by the farmers market. So everyone's familiar with that, where that is South Spring Street and Henry Street by UGA. There'll be seasonal produce, plants, and farmer market favorites, face painting. We've got henna art and Stellar Dreams bath and body products that will be there. But we'll also have live music with Elwood Lee at UGA Brewing, extended shopping hours at Rosalie, a sewing class at Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio, mocktail tasting at Beth and Daisy, and art project at Art on the Town, Wisconsin. So extended business hours through 7 p.m. You can find more information at beaverdamchamber.com, or you can find all of those events out on Facebook and just follow Facebook. We are currently looking for more night market vendors. So if you're interested in becoming a vendor, reach out to us. Give us a call, 920-887-8879. We'd be happy to add you.
Awesome.
Night markets. So other things that are going on, of course, our farmers market is every Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon on South Spring and Henry Street. So you're going to find all kinds of great goodies there, and early spring veggies, kind of still rolling into that early spring. Yeah. We are still in spring. We keep calling it summer, but, you know, it's not officially summer till the 21st. So here we are. So let's also talk about Saturday, June 27th. Last year, I got to experience my first rodeo at the Dodge County Fairgrounds. It was super fun. I highly recommend, if you haven't gone, to go. All kinds of action going on there. Saturday, June 27th, you'll want to secure your spot before June 26th, before ticket prices go up. So save a little bit of money by purchasing your tickets in advance at DodgeCountyFairgrounds.com. All tickets are general admission, bleacher seating. Adults are only 22 in advance, and tickets ages 5 to 15 are just 12. Gates open at 5 p.m. Rodeo starts at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And also lots of great interactive things, even for the kids to do. Last year, I think they did something with, they had the kids. Oh, by the way, if you're bringing your kids, sometimes they play a game where they have their kids take their boots off. So make and their shoes off. I'm a barefoot kid, so like just putting that on your radar, if you're bringing your kids, it might happen, and they might be running around in their socks in the dirt. But Dodge County Rodeo, super fun. Saturday, June 27th, tickets are on sale now. Also, that same weekend, Saturday, June 27th, citywide garage sales. We know you've been calling, sending us messages. We do not manage this event. We do put it out there for the general public, but you can go to the City of Beaver Dam website and add your garage sale to the app. They have an app that you can add your garage sale. You can add all the things that are going to be at your garage sale, and you can see other garage sales as well. So find it at the City of Beaver Dam website. Beaver Dam Pride Fest is also Saturday, June 27th. That starts at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on South Spring and Henry Street. Face painting, DJ, balloon twister, story time, Rule Route 3 will be playing live music at UGA Brewing, and 20 other vendors you can expect downtown. Now let's roll into Beaver Fest. I know I don't have a lot of time, but Beaver Fest is bringing it back. Used to be Best Damn Fest, July 10th through the 11th. And then the annual A Day in the Park Craft Fair on Sunday, July 12th. So everything that you can imagine is going to be happening at Beaver Fest. I just updated their schedule of events, which you can find at visitbeaverdam.com. And we're looking at making that also downloadable. So just give us a chance to breathe and we'll get that out there for you. But I'm just going to talk about some of the things you're going to find on Friday night, July 10th at Tahoe Park. Beaverland Muskies will be doing their water ski show at 6 p.m. Friday, July 10th. Live music featuring Yankee Cowboy at Thirsty Beaver at 7 p.m. Jam by the Dam live music featuring Nobody's Hero will be at Tahoe Park at 7:30 p.m. And there'll also be some food vendors there. So that's the Friday night kickoff to Beaver Fest. Saturday, I'm just going to feature some of the big things. They've got a kids activity zone on Saturday, all kinds of vendors that are going to be there, but their entertainment is pretty amazing. I'm going to just go through this list because I have never, like, I've seen these before, but they have dancers coming. So not just Dance Now, Dance Studio, Swingin' Beavers. They have the Danza Tanantzen, sponsored by El Campa, and the Elite Dance Center. And I can't even say this, and I'm doing a really terrible job with Spanish today, but the Los Vientos Mexican Dance Group will also be there, and the Nicaragua Dancers will also be there as well. So that's all on Saturday. They have a whole schedule of events. You can go ahead and print. They'll have a DJ there. Rule Route 3 will be playing live music Saturday night. They'll also have live music featuring The Decade at the Thirsty Beaver, live music featuring Kings of Radio at Tahoe Park, and of course the fireworks. They are back and bigger and better than ever, kind of a nod to the 250th anniversary, America's anniversary this year. So you're going to see an extended version of the fireworks, and those will be starting at 9:15 p.m. on Saturday, July 11th. And then, of course, on Sunday, after you've recuperated from the fireworks, stop on down to Swan Park. It's one of the largest craft fairs in the area. They feature nearly probably over 200 vendors. It's just amazing. I know that their footprint last year brought in almost 7,000 people.
Wow.
So, yes, for that one-day event. So Sunday, July 12th, the craft fair at Swan Park. So do I have time left?
Yes, you have a couple more minutes.
I have a couple more minutes. Let's talk about Huntstock at the Dodge County Fairgrounds. Huntstock, this is, if you were a hunter or a fisherman or an outdoors person, this is your gig. You're going to want to not miss this July 17th through the 19th at the Dodge County Fairgrounds. It's a three-day festival celebrating the past, present, and future of hunting. Meet your favorite hunting legends and content creators. Explore the latest gear. Every ticket purchased gets entered to win prizes and drawings that those days. So you're going to see inspiring seminars, live podcasts, huge door prize giveaways. I've seen the list. It's pretty amazing. Their biggest sponsor is Vortex, if that puts anything to light about what their door prizes are going to be about. And also a very festival atmosphere. They bring in live music that day, have all kinds of food. So check it out at huntstockevents.com. You can purchase your tickets there. One-day or three-day passes are for sale right now.
Awesome. You still got like three more minutes.
I do. Well, let's talk about all the live music happening here in Beaver Dam. We've got our Wednesday Night Lives at Swan Park. We have our summer concert series in the garden from the Cyple Center for Music and the Arts. We also have our Jam by the Dam. You can find all the live music events happening in Beaver Dam at visitbeaverdam.com. We have all of these events listed out. Plus, we have our Beaver Dam Area Community Choir events. We have our Beaver Dam area orchestra events all listed out on visitbeaverdam.com. So don't miss any of those shows or experiences. You can also download that as well.
Awesome. Well, remind us about Taste of Wisconsin, because it's this weekend, and anything else we need to know.
Taste of Wisconsin. If you want to avoid the online fees, get them at the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center now for $55 or a six-pack special for $275. That's purchasing five tickets and you get one free. We also sell them online at tasteofwisconsin.net. Get your tickets now, though, before Saturday. Don't wait. I know people are looking at the weather and it's looking pretty good. The last couple days I looked, it hasn't changed too much. But those prices increase the day of. So you'll pay $10 more on Saturday. You'll pay $65 instead of $55. So grab your tickets now.
And then there's 20 vendors or
20 craft brewers.
That's what it is.
Four wineries, two homebrew clubs, and one of the homebrew clubs is our Sun Prairie Warthogs. They bring 8 to 10 beers themselves,
which
is really great. We also have our vintage throwback tent, mm-hmm. which is featuring 7 throwback beers. One of them is Schlitz, which is really great. We have our live music, mood medication. Your ticket includes all that, a souvenir glass, and all kinds of cheese. We've got, I think, almost 9 to 10 cheese vendors this year.
Wow. So. And what's the time again on that?
Noon to four
in downtown?
Downtown, where the Water Tower parking lot is, what the locals call it, right across the street from the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center.
Awesome. Well, easy enough. Thank you so much, Shannon, for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be talking with Randy from Professional Floor Covering. That's next on Hometown Today.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Terms of the Iran deal still have not been made public, but President Trump insists the document ensures Iran will never be able to build a nuclear weapon. ABC's Rachel Scott is traveling with the president at the G7 summit in Europe.
Senior administration officials say the deal broadly reopens the Strait of Hormuz and lifts the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. While the president insists the strait will be permanently toll-free, Iran says they do plan to collect fees for services. And there are still lingering questions about if Iran will get a payout.
The president saying he was not aware of the alleged plot to use drones and explosives to carry out an attack on Sunday night's UFC event on the White House lawn. The FBI says it foiled the plan before it was put into operation. Five people are under arrest. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine saying today Ohio should abolish the death penalty because it no longer is a deterrent to violent crime. He helped write the state's death penalty law 45 years ago. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Matt Kelly. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt credits rifle-caliber-resistant plates worn in a vest with saving the life of a deputy who was shot multiple times in an incident near Columbus on Sunday night. Schmidt says the deputy will be discharged from the hospital soon.
We're optimistic that it will be days, maybe even a week, a couple weeks. He's very, very fortunate. And all because of that vest.
The sheriff says investigators are still working to determine how many shots were fired by the suspect, who's believed to have fatally shot himself while barricaded in his vehicle. The remaining beagles at a controversial dog research facility in Dane County are being rescued as the operation will be shut down for good. Florida-based Big Dog Ranch Rescue says Ridgeland Farms has agreed to transfer 325 dogs this week, with another 150 puppies leaving by the end of August. During April, more than 2,100 beagles were relocated. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
21-year-old prospect Cooper Pratt expected to make his major league debut for the Brewers tonight when they take on the Cleveland Guardians in the first of a three-game series at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Brewers also have four players, Bryce Terang, William Contreras, Jake Bowers, and Christian Yelich, in the top five at their positions in the first round of the Major League All-Star ballot standings. Terang is in the best position, third at second base, behind Ozzie Albies and Bryson Stott. WIAA Boys State Baseball Tournament continues at Fox City Stadium today, starting with Division IV semifinal action at 9 this morning. It's Potosi-Cassville taking on Reidsville. That's followed by Columbus Catholic and Loyal. Madison Memorial, Muskego, Kakana, and Nicolay earned Division I quarterfinal victories yesterday. And Janesville's Hannah Dunk has the first round lead at the Wisconsin Women's Open at Century World in Stevens Point. She fired a 1-under-71 yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Find the latest local obituaries online at DailyDodge.com. Brought to you by JB Mechanical.
Chance for storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 70. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 66. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
Tee off at one of the area's premier courses, Beaver Dam Country Club. Enjoy beautifully maintained fairways, outstanding course conditions, and scenic views overlooking Beaver Dam Lake. Whether you're golfing with friends, relaxing after work, or creating family memories, there's always a great day waiting on the course. And don't miss the Tuesday special. Enjoy 18 holes with cart for just $29. Plus, Friday means fish and golf. Play 18 holes and enjoy a three-piece fish fry for only $50. Book your tee time online now at beaverdamcountryclub.com.
Retirement, Medicare, life insurance, Social Security, planning for the future can feel overwhelming. At Higher Insurance, we're here to make it simple. We take the time to help you understand your options and build a plan that fits your life and your goals. I'm Matt Higher, and for years, our family team has provided trusted guidance and personalized support you can count on. No pressure, no confusing jargon, just straightforward advice to help you retire with confidence.
When you're ready to retire, call Higher. Higher Insurance, 920-887-0000. 1-800-926-0580 or visit hireinsurance.com.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And we are now joined by the great Randy from Professional Floor Covering. Randy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good. And it is Father's Day weekend. Can you kind of talk about... Can you kind of talk about updating, you know, Dad's man cave and what, you know, Professional Floor Covering can help with that?
Oh, yeah. We've got just what you need, actually. We got... We have three LVPs that are 20 mil wear layers... $2.49.
Wow. What's your dream man cave?
Oh, well. I don't know.
Well, do you have anything else going on over at Professional Floor Covering right now?
Oh, well, not really. It's been good here. We've got that LVP on sale. We've got some carpet on sale, all in stock stuff. So if you got a do-it-yourself project, you're looking for a decent product that's going to hold up, we're more than happy to sell it to you and load it in your truck.
Now, if you were to create this man cave, what would be your go-to floors?
Well, I would probably buy them the $249 because I'm kind of... You know, I don't want to spend any more than I have to. They're nice looking. I mean, they're a really decent floor.
They will, you know, make sure that they'll be durable when you spill food and water and adult beverages on them.
Yeah, I would think the man cave would have a bar, so
yeah.
I would be. You would be spilling something on it.
And with the man cave, you also got some countertops and cabinetry. What would be best in there?
Well, I would think we've got this really nice granite that's like sandblasted.
Ooh.
It's got like a leathery feel to it. It's really, really, really nice and very inexpensive.
So that's what you're going with for your countertop. What about cabinets?
That would be for the bar top.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Mm.
What about the cabinets?
It's probably not ideal if you're going to be writing on it or...
Yeah. But to throw back a couple adult beverages, it's, you know...
Oh.
More than ideal.
You know, it sounds so nice when you set that glass bottle down on there.
Oh, I bet. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Randy, is there... Before we let you go, anything else we need to know?
Well... I can tell you that. I'm standing outside, and it's kind of comfortable out here.
It is. It's not too bad.
Yeah, was there rain coming today, or?
I thought they said so, but then they also might have said that it's moving away from us. Kale would know more. He's our weather guy.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
Hopefully it's moving away.
Yeah, for real. Well, Randy, enjoy your weekend, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, Kale.
Good morning, Miss Ashley. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. And yes, a slight chance for maybe a little bit of rain some point this afternoon. Not sure. It's going to be close. It might be hit and miss a little bit, but
yeah.
Maybe chance. Best chance is going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow
we're definitely going to have rain. Right now, the real stormy stuff looks to be kind of staying to our south, kind of down there along the Illinois, the state line border, but could shift north between now and then, so we'll wait that one out. But yeah, looking at maybe a little chance of rain. So if you're going to leave for the afternoon today, maybe close the windows, just in case. Like I said, they're going to be hit or miss, but yeah, a little bit of rain potentially.
Well, good call.
But we could actually, and I know people don't want to hear this, but we could actually use a little more. We thought we were going to get a ton this past weekend, but it didn't really pan out, which was nice because I had a lot to do this weekend, so it was nice out. But We did get a little bit of rain, so I thought, oh, okay, good, the lawn won't be so dry. And then yesterday I got home and looked at it, I was like, oh, it's still actually pretty dry. So we could actually use a little more. But I want it to come in little bits.
Yeah.
The rain this morning was nice, actually.
I
thought that was an early morning rain. I'm all right with it. If it's done by the time I'm getting out of bed, I'm good.
Same, I agree. It's nice to, like, listen to it,
It's nice to, like, kind of be starting to wake up a little bit, listen to it. It's a little refreshing.
Yeah.
And then you wake up, you feel refreshed. The grass is a little greener and nice and moist, and then you get sunshine. So
yeah.
That's the way to do it.
What could be better?
Exactly. Well, what could be better might be hanging around with me, Ashley. It turns out spending time with me might be good for your mental health.
Huh.
You're surprised, aren't you? Because you're kind of feeling like, I'm kind of feeling the opposite, Kale. I don't know. My wife would agree with you. Well, this is interesting. So researchers have analyzed over 30,000 posts on Reddit in trying to discover the secret formula behind successful dad jokes.
Oh.
Uh-huh. You people who know me know I love a good dad joke. According to the study, the most popular jokes rely on puns and little interpretations of phrases. The jokes tend to work best in a question and answer format. I'm guessing because it feels like, you know, there's more interactive versus, like, if it's just a statement, you kind of feel like you weren't involved in it, where if it's question and even if you don't have an answer to the question, you, like, feel involved in it. They were particularly successful when focusing on family-friendly topics rather than controversial subjects like politics. And beyond all this, experts say that dad jokes can actually serve as the social glue that builds emotional bonds between parents and children. So while the phrase dad joke is kind of, you know, a term of endearment, it turns out a dad joke might actually help build that relationship between you and your kids. So I should have a great relationship with my kids at that point. Experts also point out that humor provides genuine mental health benefits, such as reducing stress and anxiety. And they say that the mental shift required to grasp a pun, like usually dad jokes have, can even help people reframe how they approach daily problems.
Really?
So ultimately, the act of sharing a dad joke could help foster warmth and connection, regardless of whether or not it actually gets a laugh.
Wow.
So I thought, I want everybody to be mentally healthy and build those good emotional bonds today. So I got a couple dad jokes for you.
All right, let's hear them. Yep.
And yes, they are all question and answer format, because that's what the experts say is most effective. Ashley, what do you call a factory that makes just okay products?
Just an okay product factory. Huh. What?
A satisfactory.
Oh, that's terrible.
I should have had this ready to go sooner. All right. Why don't skeletons fight each other?
Why? I feel like this is gonna be so easy. Why?
They just don't have the guts. Hear about why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why?
He was outstanding in his field.
Oh, come on.
The audience agrees with you on that one. Mm-hmm. Why is your nose not 12 inches long, Ashley?
Why?
Because if it was, it would be a foot.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
Because they're moving around.
That's a good guess. Great guess, Ashley.
Thank you.
No, it's because they lactose.
Oh.
Lactose. Mm-hmm, exactly. Let's see. What did one wall say to the other wall?
What?
Meet you at the corner.
Good one.
How does a penguin build a house?
How?
It glues it together.
I don't get it.
It glues it together. He glues it together. Mm-hmm. There you go. Why did the invisible man turn down a job offer?
He couldn't see it through. Did I get it?
You surprised me. You're so close, you surprised me that I choked on my own air. He just couldn't see himself doing it. Yep.
Look at me.
You were very close.
Thank
that was
you.
Well done. Why did the bicycle fall over?
I don't know.
Because it was too tired.
I was going to say something about only having two wheels. Dang it.
Why don't eggs tell jokes?
Because they'll crack themselves up.
Yes, they will crack each
look
other
at me.
Up. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm really proud that I got that.
Get a crowd cheer in there for Ashley. Nice and done. Why did the golfer bring an extra pair of pants?
In case he got a hole in one.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm getting smarter as this goes on.
Wait a minute. That was not good. Why did the cookie go to the doctor?
Oh, why did the cookie? Because it was crumbling?
It was feeling crummy.
Ah,
very close.
Dang it.
You got you close. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back to you?
Ooh. What? It's going to be something like really funny or genius.
A stick.
Oh. That's funny.
What do you call a cow that just had a baby? I'll give you a hint. What's in my cup?
Coffee?
Mm-hmm. Think about coffee. Types of coffee.
Types of...
You're going to hate it when I tell you this.
Yeah, I'm confused.
A cow that just had a baby is now considered decaffeinated.
Oh, that's funny.
Decaffeinated, I should say.
I was going to say like a moother, like a mother.
All right, finally, what do you call an alligator that wears a vest?
A vest.
Alligator that wears a vest.
Gator. I don't know what.
An investigator.
That's a good, I do like that one. I really like that.
I thought so. All right, so now you got a healthy dose of dad jokes, so your mental health should be great for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Ashley, as we know, America, it's a big year for America. It's our 250th birthday coming up on July 4th. And one of the cool things that they're going to be doing, and I don't know who they are, but somebody is doing, is we're going to be putting together a America's time capsule to celebrate 250 years.
Ooh.
And the director of the project says we want all states and territories to be represented and to choose their own objects to submit to the time capsule. Now, this time capsule will then be opened another 250 years from now on July 4th, 2276, when probably our great-great-grandkids are 90 years old. Although
that
by then I feel like people are going to be living until they're like 200 years old, so maybe.
Yeah, I hope I'm still living then.
So there is there's a couple of items that have already been selected for this time capsule. It includes an iPhone 17,
okay,
Native American artwork, some essays from students around the country, and a Coca-Cola bottle. But I thought you and I should sit here and chat for a minute about, we're from Wisconsin,
mm-hmm,
and they said they want something representative of each state. Now, the rules are, it cannot be something that spoils because it's going to be in this time capsule for 250 years, so food products are out, which ruins it for me for Wisconsin because pretty much everything I think of is a food product. It also can't be something that would like negatively affect other things in the capsule, so like you can't have chemicals or things like that. So is there something you can think of?
I'm assuming we can't put beer.
It spoils.
It does.
I mean, like, after 250 years, I mean, wine would be a little different.
Oh, wine.
I think because wine, you want to, right? Wine, we want to age, but beer.
But that's like more like California, not us. I actually have a funny story. One of my friends in college, he was so obsessed with Bush Apple that they didn't think that it was coming back ever. So he actually saved 3 cans for him, his firstborn boy, and his grandson.
Oh my goodness. And now it came back this year again.
Anyways, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You can't do cheese.
I know. I was like, you gotta do something cheese, but yeah, I can't do cheese.
I like, unless like an old time, I don't know, like, I guess I did do like a Coca-Cola bottle, so like a Miller Lite bottle.
You could, you know, an empty beer bottle would be acceptable. That would be, yep, that would be totally fine.
A cheese head? That'd be kind of funny.
I was going to say, that was actually going to be one of my suggestions, was a foam cheese head.
Right? Yeah.
Because you've got, that's very Wisconsin. Some other recommendations that I came up with. If you can't do cheese, how about a cheese mold?
Okay.
Could do that. Or how about a Harley Davidson commemorative medallion?
Ooh, okay.
That could work. Maybe a Packers shareholder like certificate.
Ooh.
That would represent Wisconsin pretty well, I
Micah
think.
Micah Parsons jersey.
How about an Up North cabin keychain?
Ooh.
Hmm.
How about a keys to a cabin up north?
What's that?
Imagine if they put like keys to a cabin up north and they had to find the cabin.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Yeah. Or how about an old-fashioned drink stirrer?
Mm.
Could put in there, right? Wisconsin's all about the the old fashions. As far as some of our neighbors here in the Midwest, some ideas they could do to put in there. How about for Minnesota? Could do some. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind to me is some kind of Prince memorabilia.
Oh yeah, good one.
They could. This is funny. They could do a duck gray duck plaque. You're aware of this, right?
Yeah, what is that?
Minnesota, they don't do duck goose. They play duck gray duck.
Yeah.
Which I still to this day don't understand. Or they could put in a Minnesota nice certificate.
Okay.
Iowa could put in a corn cob Christmas ornament. Or okay. A State Fair butter cow replica, because they got famous for their big State Fair butter statues. Illinois, our neighbors to the south, they could put in a mini deep dish pizza pan. No pizza, just the pan.
They could put up their Super Bowl banner that they won this year. They beat the Packers in the playoffs.
Yeah, there you go. Their 1985. Yeah, or they could put in a Chicago traffic cone.
Oh, that's good.
Michigan, our neighbors to the east, they could put a map of Michigan showing residents pointing to their hand.
Yeah.
No, Michigan, Wisconsin has the mitten. You are not the mitten.
That's so funny.
Indiana. They could put in a tiny basketball Hoosier trophy or a mini checkered Indy 500 flag.
A Cornhusker.
There's some ideas for you for the America's Time Capsule.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you about what's going on in Dodge County. That's next on Hometown Today.
Gruber Law Office. One call, that's all.
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 Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
One call, that's all.
Ready, set, climb. Play Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb and score cash this summer. Now through August 16th, play free every day in the Quick Rewards app. Daily cash prizes, climbing up to $250,000 payday at the top. Buy select Pepsi Cola beverages to earn bonus plays. Your summer, your climb, your win. Only at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, South Dakota, North Dakota, or Wisconsin. Ends August 16th. Bonus plays require qualifying purchase. Full rules at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV Morning Show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Ugh, Randy, my kitchen and bathroom are straight out of the 90s.
Oh, like Friends reruns 90s? Or dial-up internet 90s?
Full-on dial-up, Randy. Oak cabinets, busy countertops, it's all very talk to the hand.
Sounds like your spaces need some serious upgrades. A professional floor covering, we do more than floors. We've got cabinets, countertops, and design help to take your kitchen from all that to all this.
So no more as if every time I walk in?
Totally. We'll help you ditch the outdated look and bring your kitchen and bathroom into this century. You'll totes be feeling like you're in a spa, but like without all the whispering. Unless you want that, I guess. Get the process started by visiting proflr.com or stop by our showroom in Beaver Dam.
Nice, bro. These renovations are gonna be the bomb.
No doubt. Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing together friends and neighbors on Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And Kale, we got Brewers on tonight.
Yes, after a day off, Brewers are back in action tonight. They are at home for a couple of games against Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Game one coming up tonight, 6:05 for the pregame, so right after the Barn Show, 6:40 for the first pitch here on 95.3 WBEV. I'm excited for Thursday's game because I'll be there.
Heck yeah.
On our Milwaukee bus trip presented by Andrew Meehan. Excited to head out there and catch my first game of the season. I haven't been there yet this year.
I don't, so neither have I.
Super excited for that. Going to be a good time. And a big shout out to Andrew Meehan for making that bus trip possible. So yeah, Brewers baseball on the air tonight. Coming up next hour on Community Comment, Ninja will be joined by the ADRC of Dodge County. Ooh. So we'll talk about some of the latest stuff that they've got going on. You know, we've been talking about the fact that next week is the Good Comer Brands, John Moser mm-hmm. Children's Radiothon, just over a week away now, which is crazy. And a lot of work, as you know, happening behind the scenes mm-hmm. to get things ready. And those auction items are flowing in. Got a pretty good list of stuff. And our team's going to be working here over the next couple of days to get that whole schedule put together and posted to DailyDodge.com. I'm hopeful by Thursday we should have most of that schedule up on the website so you can check it out over the weekend. We talked about wine before. We've got a lot of different things for the wine lovers out there. Got a number of wine packages. We're going to have beer for a year up Ooh. On the auction block. We've got a number of Wisconsin Dells things that are going to be up for auction. There's going to be Dells stays, some Dells attractions. There's a ton of dining on the auction block. There's some pretty cool items. There's some really, really cool toy pedal tractors again this year that people always love. There is, my goodness, there's some really nice coolers that are going to be up for grabs. There's a lot of toys that are going to be kids' toys. If you got kids that, you know, have birthdays coming up this summer, there's going to be a lot of that. So make sure to be checking back at DailyDodge.com. Other thing I wanted to mention, obviously, the Radiothon kicks off next Thursday morning at 6 a.m. And one of the things that's going to also be happening on Thursday is the Radiothon Brat Fry. That'll be happening right here in front of our studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way next Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. As always, you'll get that Pernit Brat with a soda or a water for just $2. All of the proceeds from this Brat Fry will be benefiting the Children's Radiothon. Also another chance, of course, to get your card stamped on our summer sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. And if a brat and soda aren't enough, you need a little dessert, right?
Ooh.
It is going to be June, so I think it's going to be warm, and that calls for a little ice cream. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. And Tea's Cup and Cream is going to be on hand during the Brat Fry, also here in front of our studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way. They'll have a variety of different ice cream available for purchase, including they're going to be bringing back their very popular handmade ice cream sandwiches.
Oh,
did you get one last year?
No, I didn't.
They're amazing. They're literally like homemade chocolate chip cookies and then ice cream scooped between them. So good, but they're limited supply, so you got to get there early to get those. But yeah, she'll have a lot of different ice cream options on hand with a portion of those proceeds also going to the Children's Radiothon. So again, we're going to remind you pretty much every day between now and then, check out the Radiothon page at DailyDodge.com.
Awesome. Well, that is going to do it for us today on Hometown Today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.